Remember when federal service was supposed to be cool again? That would attract lots of talented younger people to join a steadily graying workforce. But it hasn't quite worked out that way. In fact, over the past several years, the federal workforce has gotten older on average as the millennials disappear, or seem to. To Jeff Neal, that represents a ticking time bomb. Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital at Homeland Security. He joins me now. And Jeff, why a ticking time bomb? And what's the phenomenon you're actually seeing?
You know, what's going on is that the federal workforce is getting older, and the federal government is doing, frankly, a lousy job of bringing in young people to replace the older folks as they leave. Over the last few years, the number of young people, and by young people I'm defining it as folks under 30, the number of young people in government has dropped precipitously. I wrote about it about 2 years ago, and this past week I thought, well, let me just go check that out and see if things have gotten better, because I'd been hearing from a lot of people that federal agencies were doing better at hiring young people, and I should see a noticeable uptick. I didn't see an uptick, noticeable or otherwise. The number continues to shrink, and so what's happening is we're getting fewer and fewer young people in government. And there's nothing wrong with older people in government. You know, I represent that older demographic. But what's a problem, and the reason I call it a ticking time bomb, is that at some point an organization has to have a broad range of ages in the workforce. You know, 10 years from now or 15 years from now, when you're looking for people to move up into leadership positions, they're not going to be there. They're just not, because they're not hiring. And we've seen this type of phenomenon before. Back during the Clinton administration, if you recall the reinventing government era, there was an attempt, a very successful attempt, to reduce the number of people doing HR and procurement work. The Al Gore National Performance Review called those central control positions and concluded that they were not a good thing. So they cut them about 50%. And one of the ways that agencies responded was to just stop hiring HR and procurement people. And what we find now is that those occupations have a great deal of trouble actually finding people for some of their key leadership jobs now. And it's because there's an entire generation missing from that workforce. So now what we're doing is we're magnifying that and spreading it across the entire government. And virtually every occupation is going to have a missing generation. And that missing generation will come back and bite the government later. And that's why I call it a ticking time bomb.
Now, the numbers of those under 30 drop precipitously, as your column points out, from 2010 to now. Could it be that those that were 30 now are over 30? Really, they're not that old. Is that a possibility? Maybe it's not that big a deal just because they would get older in 5 or 6 years.
Well, all of us get older. We're doing it as we speak right now. And so you expect to see your workforce age, but you also expect to bring new people in to replace them as they age out. And the same system that shows that the number, actual raw number of under 30s has dropped, also shows that the backfills are not coming in at those ages. So what's happening is the number of people coming in under 30 has dropped as well. So it's not just an aging problem, it's also a hiring problem. And when this drop started, it started getting worse when Pathways, the primary program for hiring people right out of college, when that program was put into place. Pathways has not been a successful program. It replaced something called the Federal Career Intern Program, or FSIP was how people referred to it. And FSIP was incredibly successful. The Department of Homeland Security, for example, used it to hire about 20,000 Border Patrol agents. And so it was an extremely good program for us. But there were a lot of people who didn't like it, including the unions, and they actually went to court over it. And the administration agreed to get rid of it. What they did is they got rid of it and got rid of something that was very effective and worked really well and replaced it with something that's not particularly effective and hasn't worked well at all.
We're speaking with Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security. But what about the regular hiring process? Maybe if they fixed that, they wouldn't need all these Pathway and FSIP and all these other ancillary programs to get around the main problem.
Well, I think you're right. The federal hiring process is just horrible. And it's a huge turnoff to people who are applying for jobs. If you're 22 or 24 years old, just getting out of school, and you look at options for employment, and one of them is you give a resume to a recruiter from XYZ Enterprises who's on campus, and if they like you, they hire you within a day or two. Or your other option is you go on to USA Jobs and you wade through 10,000 job openings that are there, and then you submit a lengthy resume and you answer a whole bunch of questions, and then you don't hear anything for a few months. And then maybe you do hear from somebody and they schedule an interview, and then you fill out the paperwork for a clearance, and then that takes a few months. And you know, by the time you're ready to get an offer, all of your friends have been working for 6 months. You know, you're not going to pick that government option as your preferred choice. And you're finding, agencies are finding more and more that a lot of younger folks are just not bothering with the federal process because it's just an onerous process.
Why has it been so resistant to change? Because it's not for lack of trying. This administration has been chipping away or trying to chip away at the hiring process now for its entire time in office.
The administration has done some hiring reform. A lot of the hiring reform took the form of telling agencies to do things differently. And they were given some different tools. They took away the old rule of three where hiring managers could only pick from the top three candidates. And they replaced it with something called category ranking. And category ranking meant that larger numbers of people could be referred. What it's also done, though, is it's also greatly increased the number of veterans on those same lists. And then that limits the agencies to hiring the veterans, which is something the administration wanted to do. The administration has had a very firm push since early on to improve hiring of veterans and to get more veterans into the federal workforce. The problem is that the way category ranking was implemented, it kind of went a little too far in the other direction. And there are agencies now where for entry-level positions, you know, the agency might as well just say, if you're not a veteran, don't apply. And so it makes it harder and harder for non-veterans that are, you know, that are 22, 24 years old to get those jobs. It also makes it harder for hiring managers in government to make a decision when they get a list, because sometimes now instead of getting a list of three people, they're getting a list of 50 people. And they're concluding that a lot of those 50 are not very well qualified, but because of veteran preference, they don't have a choice but to pick them. And so it makes it much harder for them to fill those positions. So that's what's happened as a result of hiring reform. It was a very well-intentioned effort, and I applaud them for making the attempts they did. But something needs to be done to reform the reform, to make it more effective. And overall, what we really need is we desperately need a comprehensive civil service reform bill that would actually fix the hiring process. You know, right now, the way this hiring process works, it's still very onerous, it is still very slow, and it doesn't really satisfy anyone. Applicants hate the process. HR people hate the process. Hiring managers think they get lists of people that are not very well qualified that they can't select from, so they hate the process. So nobody likes this process. Everybody agrees it is universally loathed, but it's so politically sensitive when you start talking about civil service issues, because the Republicans and Democrats have very different views of the civil service. It's so politically sensitive that nobody really wants to touch it right now. And at some point, we're going to have to touch it. We have this antiquated hiring process and an antiquated classification and pay process that was designed for an industrial workforce 60 years ago. And none of it is working very well. And at some point, it's just going to break. And I think we're beginning to see the signs of that breakage right now with the inability to hire an entire age group of people. And if something isn't done, I think the government's going to suffer, and it's going to suffer for a long time.
Jeff Neal is Senior Vice President at ICF International and former Chief Human Capital Officer at Homeland Security. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Delighted to be here.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.